So I was thinking, Yishkayach, Roshus, you talk about anger, there's different ways to deal with anger. Right? You could reduce your anger, right? You're dealing with your anger, so you could reduce it, or you could try to influence it, to put it in a certain direction. You could try to control it and calm it down, and you could even try to conquer it. But obviously the best thing would be to prevent it totally. Right? That's obviously the best. In other words, when we talk about the Tikkun HaMidos, so certainly controlling it and overcoming it is important, and maybe the pa'ulas are that. But as I say, like, to be, or even if you want to be a Naki, so you uproot it. But certainly the best thing in the world would be to not get angry in the first place, right? To prevent it totally. So, for that, a person would have to develop the midah of patience. That's one way. Develop patience. And as patience is the best, not the best, as I say. Patience would be a very good preventative midah to avoid even getting angry. You know, patience mean, what does it mean, patience? It means to wait, having the midah of waiting calmly and then doing nothing. You're waiting. You have patience. You don't have to react. Something doesn't have to happen. You could just wait for things to develop naturally. And when you develop patience, you're avoiding anger. But I'm thinking there's an even better way, and that is that there's something that's mamish, the direct, perhaps, I don't know, I was thinking, perhaps the most opposite of anger. Like, what's the opposite of anger? The opposite. So that, I guess from Rav Tzvi, that's menuchas nefesh. That's even better than being patient and being calm. Menuchas nefesh is like is really, really getting at the root of anger. If anything, it's the exact opposite. Like, you're not angry, you have menuchas nefesh. I saw Rabbi Rucham here. I underlined it. I didn't make copies. I didn't have time. Rabbi Rucham and Das Chochmul Musar, will pass it around. It's because I had to look at it. He says, menuchas hanefesh, which is serenity, probably is the best translation. Being serene. Menuchas nefesh, he kolil kol hamailas. That's, it's the be all and end all. Ulehepach korach kol achasreinus. From this comes out limud hamachshava. Not sure what he means by that. Limud hamachshava. Umidus benodum lachaveiro. Kas kabdonus kavonus hatfila brachas bittel talmud torah. He says with menuchas hanef is like everything. Ukedai loseis alze hashkofa miyuchedes. That's what he said, it's this piece. It's kedai to like think about having menuchas nefesh. It's mistaif, it ends up being mistaif in davening and learning and everything you do. Because when you have this serenity, we're not talking about menuchas. I mean, Rav Tzvi asked me just to talk about, this is the opposite of anger. How to develop menuchas nefesh is a parasha. But you're not stressed out, you're not angry, you have no anxiety, you're not impatient, you have no tension. It's clean, you're clean. It's like cleansing the mind. I saw, brought down from the Alta von Kellen, the Chochma Musar. He has a piece about having a clear mind. Like wipe, clear. Like you're not bogged down with things. You're not clouded, you know. He talks about Noach, very interesting piece. Noach, he had menuchas nefesh. He says there was a bit of Noach, he was not from a medrash, that's why they called him Noach. He says that's why the lion ended up biting him, he had a little too much menuchas nefesh. Like, you know, he was a little too laid back. And he says when we wish somebody and we say on someone Neiru Yoyer, when we say on someone Neiru Yoyer, we're wishing him das tzelula. We're talking about the Nair, that he should have a clear mind. The ain oneg yoser godol, there is no greater pleasure than das tzelula, and this comes from menuchas nefesh. There's no oneg kamohu as menuchas nefesh, and he says, minig, look what minig b'nei Yisrael, as they say Neri Yoyer, and they've really latched on to the to such an important thing.
What's the root of Neri Yoyer? Is that where it comes from?
That's what he says. That's what it refers to. It refers to having a clear mind. Ne'er Hashem Nishma Sodom, I guess. Ne'er Yor is like having a clear mind. So we really learned in Chagas Halvavas that, you know, he's trying to define Bitochen. So I can't forget this, and I refer to it so much. He defines Bitochen as being serene, as having menuchas nefesh, which is such an amazing thing that that should be a definition. And that's really the best, again, my point is the serenity is probably the strongest opposite of anger. Because if you say, I'm going to be serene, so you're not gonna, that's it. It's even better than calm and patient. Serene is probably like the opposite of angry. You're serene. And you develop that through bitachon. That's what the Chavzalovas go so far as to say that that's the definition of bitachon. You're relying on Hashem and you're accepting. You're accepting the matzav and you're accepting what Hashem's doing. And that's what you're accepting. You're accepting that it's from Hashem. You're accepting it from Hashem. By Ben Odom Lachaveru, you're accepting someone else as a person. Because if you don't get angry at someone, you just maintain your serenity, so you're having acceptance. You're accepting him as a person. The Chazon Ish says you're developing Yatol Yechad Kamocha. He says if you don't let someone get you angry, he says what's going through your mind is that, he says, what do you expect from people? He says, you don't get angry. What do you expect from people? What could you want from people? It's typical. People are not careful about what they say. People are not careful about what they do. You're accepting of people. So that helps in serenity and memela in kas. So first of all, I'm saying bitachon. I'm using the word acceptance. You're accepting Hashem, that it's from Hashem. That's why it ties into bitachon. You're accepting other people. That's this Chazon Ish in Emunah and Bitachon. You're accepting other people. And then I saw somewhere a very nice idea that you have to accept yourself also. You don't get angry. A lot of times people get angry. It's really coming from a self-perceived flaw, and they don't know how to deal with it, so they get angry. But if you accept your own chesreinus too, you accept what you are, so you can maintain this serenity, which is, I'm saying, probably the best. It uproots anger entirely. It's probably the exact opposite of anger. So if a person says, I'm serene, that means I'm not angry. Okay? I don't know if that's what you want. That's exactly the best I can come up with.
Excellent. It fits in perfectly to actually the avoda for next week. So. Yeah, for sure. Any questions? Yes.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Dead people are so serene. If a person sees things going on around them, it doesn't get them angry. They just say, oh, well, it's just Hashem, just a menuchas nefesh. People see injustices all around. They say, well, you know, what can you expect from people? I find it hard to believe that's what Hashem wants from us. What? If you don't actually get angry when you see a wrong done, if you don't, it really doesn't bother you, you have to do something. What I'm hearing now, I probably misunderstand it, obviously. But just say, when you see something wrong, you don't get angry. Well, you know, what do you expect from people? That's how people are. They're working on it. It doesn't sound right. You're supposed to get angry at certain things. You're supposed to take action. It's supposed to really bother you inside. It really burns you up inside.
But that's the exception, not the rule. You know, Torah always, like we saw in Chagas Halvavos last week, certainly every midrash can be put to good use. But they still, it's a midrash. You have to recognize it as such. It's the exception, not the rule. Chafetz Chaim got angry at Avos, I assume. But probably 98% of his life, he was not angry. And he, good. And when it was time to get angry, so he pulled out that special rule that you could use a midah ra in Avodas Hashem. But you can't latch on to the exception and ask a kasha. A person's, we can confidently state, a person's supposed to be serene. There's no greater pleasure than being serene. It's the greatest thing in the world. So good, you're asking a kasha from the exception. That when you see a navla, it's supposed to bother you, and you're not supposed to just accept it. And you're right. But that doesn't slug up the principle. That'll happen 2% of the time. And that's the yisod of b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. But it's called the yitzarah. It's not called the yitzarah. And when you say, you're supposed to be over Hashem, yitzarah. So that's the example. Using chaos when you see a navla. But if that would happen 50% of the time, then we wouldn't even think of chaos as a midrash, right? We'd think of chaos as maybe, you know, if it would be 50-50, then what right do you have to call chaos a midrash? Obviously, it happens 2% of the time. It's the exception, not the rule.
Even complacency can be a midrash.
That's what we learned from Chavos this last week, too. And you can use a midrash tova for bed also. Atzlus is good or bed. Good or
bad?
But it's good to be otzel when you want to do a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So you're supposed to use otzelus when... But that doesn't slug up the principle that otzelus is a bad thing. Yeah, once in a while you have to use otzelus for good things.
I guess I'm the only one with this problem.
Serene can be the opposite of any overwhelming feeling a person has, not just chaos. A person, a person who's always insulted is not serene, but it doesn't mean he has chaos. And a person who cares about things that happen to him is a person who's not serene, but that doesn't mean that he has chaos. It just means that he can be insulted by things, he can be bothered by things, he can be not.
If you tell me, if I say I was insulted, but I remain serene. Yeah, that's the sentence you're saying. So my sentence is not I was insulted, but I wasn't really insulted.
No,
it was I was insulted, but I didn't react to it. I remained serene.
So I was insulted. I wasn't serene, but I didn't pass.
Right. But I got insulted.
And I wasn't serene. I couldn't think straight. I was all insulted and I was all upset by it. But I'm not cast. I'm.
You're upset. Oh, now you're talking about the outward. You're right. You could inwardly not be serene. And control your outward manifestations of chaos. I was talking about menuchas and nefesh relating to the to being naki, as Rav Miller said, being the naki chaos. Mm.
Any other comments? Okay. So let's go into the Avoda. And the axiom for next week, and it fits in beautifully what the Rav said. Fits in beautifully. I'm drawing from the Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh, who talks, I think one of his first chapters is about Menuchas HaNefesh, and he wants to attack it from the following yisod, which is that when a person does not have serenity, when he doesn't have Menuchas HaNefesh, when he loses it. So what happens? This seriously compromises his ability to think. And the most valuable thing we have is our minds. It's like an emergency training.
Oh, so that's what he means here. That's what Lima Machshava means.
An emergency training, let's say boats and things, the training is the protocol. What if something happens, what do you do? Don't lose your head. You gotta do this, there's certain things to do. That can save lives. It does save lives. So we wanna focus on this idea of giving ourselves a boost, a strength, a reason to remain serene, because if we don't remain serene, we're gonna compromise the most valuable thing that we have, which is our intellect. We won't be able to think straight. like the person's upset or gets angry or somebody pushes your button, you know, you're going to say things that you don't want to say, so you're not yourself, right? And you can't think. Maybe you'll lose money, maybe you'll lose out in a relationship, you hurt somebody, you hurt yourself. It's not good. You're not dealing as efficiently as you possibly could.
Yes. And say you'll be able to think, you lose the thought rationally.
Think rationally, yeah.
Because you'll lose things without any consequences.
Yes. I think rationally, okay. So the axiom, does everybody have the charts, the paper charts? No. You gotta give.
We're bad.
But did you ever have it?